to the lockup to hear the Grinch commend the boy for his bravery. Tylan also got a police cap and a toy Grinch as a memento. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks down slightly in early trading. The Dow is off 17 points, the NASDAQ lower by 11. I'm Greg Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 19th of December. How can that be? The 19th of December, is that right? There's only, like, what, 6 more shopping days?
6 days left. Until Santa.
Until Santa Claus comes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the news is always brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled. Same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor. And, you know, I've started getting some presents from there already from people that are thoughtful. Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, does so much for our community. Been with us for the whole 8 years. It's starting into our ninth. What's the weather look like, Bob?
Well, partly sunny this morning, and then as the day wears on, we got a chance of showers later on in the day. High temperature will be around 57. That rain's not going to stick around for very long, though. It'll be fading off tonight, then mostly sunny for your midweek. Sunny on Thursday and on through the weekend as we head towards Christmas Day. It looks like it'll be mostly sunny and a high near 58 right now at Reading Municipal Airport. It is 37 degrees, and that report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Every one of our weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives great discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. My computer has given itself a new look. New year, new look. Which totally just kind of goes bloop to my computer. That's weird. Why would it do that?
Did it do a random update of something?
No. This is, you know, it's, never mind. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Lots of things going on. Let's talk a little bit about that Amtrak. Have you read that? He was doing 80 and a 30?
Yeah, and it was a demo run, an inaugural run, a celebration thing, and either somebody was very distracted or they were showing off or the NTSB has a lot of questions. I'm sure
They didn't have the safe driving program on it either.
The PTC, Positive Train Control,
was not
engaged.
Yeah.
So they've already taken the black box off the train. All of that's
dead. Six dead?
Yeah.
Six dead. Many injured. That's why there's only 77 people on it then, right?
Yeah.
And every one of them was injured.
Yeah. I'm sure that Amtrak's legal department, fortunately, the thing didn't come off and land on a busload of people or something like that. That could have been awful.
Well, yeah, that's true. Fortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, that was right on the trailing edge of rush hour in that area.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, you know, it goes back again to the mayor says that track wasn't safe for those speeds.
Yeah.
But this was in a 30-mile-an-hour speed area there that they were still chalking down there at 80, it looks like. Something's going on.
Something happened to the pooch. Let's just put it that way. Man.
Okay. Yeah, but it's going to be, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, I could be totally wrong here on this. It's not the first time. It's going to go back to human error, just like every other train problem that's been where they smash into things. That the guy was either unconscious or he was checking his phone for messages.
Oh, if he was snapping selfies or something. Hey, look at me driving the fast train.
I was.
You know his phone is already impounded.
Oh, yeah, it's gone. I hope he survived. I mean, I don't want anybody to get killed, of course.
It was it looked to be like the locomotive state was still on the track. It was one of the cars that departed the track. So
they said once it started, they could feel it going down. This one lady says, you know, she says, yeah, ribs, face, mouth. She said, but I'm okay. You know, I mean, she didn't, you know, she wasn't in the hospital or everything, but she was, you know, scratched up pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering. Bugs in a blender, you know.
Oh, man. You know what? It's all taxpayer money, too. That's the part. Taxpayer money that's going to bail this out. Yeah, that's the one thing that really offends me on this is that you have somebody, you know, they're building these things. They're trying to bring into the rail systems. Now, you know, right here in the city, the state of California, we're trying to put a high-speed rail system in.
Yeah, but it's only kind of fast.
Well, it's don't get me started. It is fast. It's supposed to be fast until it's not fast. And then it's not fast in most places because it goes through towns and it goes through things like that. And the other part is, how are they going to get it up the Sierras? Or how are they going to get it up the hill? Unless you're planning on putting it, you know, on the coast where it doesn't go all the way through. And then it goes through towns and you can't run them that fast. I mean, the high-speed rail is a misnomer. It should be called a high-speed, medium-speed, rarely low-speed train.
You know, if...
And, you know, guess what? They're going to subsidize the ticket prices. So that means even more of your tax dollars, which is already being wasted on this. You know, maybe in 20 years.
You know, Musk says that if they'd just given him, of course, Elon Musk likes to brag these things anyway in his Tony Stark fashion. He says if they'd just given him the money, he'd have the darn thing built already, and it would be all underground and safe.
It's going to be underground, right?
Yeah. Well, either that or the alternate plan is going down freeway medians using those existing right of way with an elevated tube. And in between the stations, the thing gets up to 600 miles an hour. Woo!
Well, I've read that one, too. But, you know, I guess if it goes by the freeways, it's going to have to do that. But part of the problem, they said, when they're going through the hills about tunneling, they can't tunnel where they say they're going to tunnel because of the faults in the rocks. I've heard that one about, no, we'll just take it down. But the other thing I heard was you dig the trench down the middle of the freeways or, you know, in the medians. But look at all the stuff that's in the medians.
Yeah,
right. So you've got to somehow get past the bridges and everything that goes over that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, we have a call if you want to take it.
Sure. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Sounds like
the high-speed suppository is moving along just fine. Yeah, because we're all getting stuck with it, right?
Yeah, you know, it's the name of the first...
That's not what I called about, but I just had to get that in.
Yeah, well, the name of the first train, I guess, is the Bend Over. So,
mm-hmm.
Bend Over, here it comes. All right.
Then you got to spread them, and then you have the car.
Okay, that's enough. All right.
Okay. Now we get to what I called about.
Oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you were watching Channel 7 earlier this morning, might have seen the design for the new City of Reading flag.
Did you see my video of that?
No, I just saw what they showed.
Okay. Yep.
My first impression?
Yes.
I mean, I've heard of low standards, but damn.
Come on, Charles.
That thing was, I mean.
No, it's not.
I could have, my agenda announcements look better than that.
Well, let me say this, then. You should have entered your flag.
If I knew.
It was.
If I had
they
any
had
idea.
Over, hey, look, they had something like 400 entries on this thing. 400 entries. Yeah. And I was one of the people that went in there, and I had to put down my favorite 20. And then I had to put down my favorite 10 of the ones that were out there. I'm not sure mine won. But there was a lot of people involved in this thing. And the whole purpose behind this
flag. Are Nike lawyers going to be on the phone now?
Oh. The Nike, you know, because the symbol is is the bridge, the sun, and the sky.
Yeah. It looks entirely like a swoosh.
Nah.
Well,
okay,
hey,
maybe.
Well, they'll just hire the lawyers that worked for on that George Harrison case back in the 70s, remember?
Yes.
Remember when George Harrison was sued for
it was a famous,
My Sweet Lord?
Yeah, it was a famous copyright song that the riffs from one of Harrison's songs was used
in.
The
allegation was unconscious plagiarism.
Yeah.
Unconscious. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Well, that means that, you know, it's in your head and you didn't realize somebody had beat you to it by 100 years. Okay. All right, I got it. You don't like the flag. I read about it, you know, when they announced the, you know, hey, we got a flag, and everybody goes, oh, why are we wasting money? Well, it didn't cost the city anything. Nothing. Didn't cost the city anything for this. And if you look at the videos and you read about, you know, cities that have flags, that people, you know, that, you know, it has a positive impact, according to the video. It has a positive impact on people when they have a flag, and they, you know, something they could be proud of. And they look, it's not just Reading, but we have, this is our flag. This represents us. This, the bridge, the sun, the blue for the not just the sky, but for Lake Shasta and Whiskey Town. Are you feeling better?
did you? My agenda announcements.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
By the way, here's
we have to take a break.
News Channel 7 just announced something. SRTA apparently wants to run a battery electric bus service between here and Sacramento.
Well,
talk about something that's going to lose money. And you could say sheep shear.
Alrighty.
Bye, Charles.
All right, take care.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, got to
move.
Now
we're going into Russian. All right. I love Charles. I do.
He makes some good points.
He does. He always does. Yeah. You know, the thing about the flag is there was a lot of, you know, people that were involved with the flag were all fired up about it.
Yeah.
And then when they talked about it on the in the paper, geez, all these people were angry. Hey, what do you need a flag for? What do you need a flag for? I mean, well, it didn't cost the taxpayers a cent.
Yeah.
And you know what? And if people, you know, there's other places, like I said, you know, I watched a 10-minute video that said, people, you know, it showed the towns with it, you know, towns got together. I mean, it wasn't like two entries, hundreds of entries. I mean, you had to walk around and then try and divide them down. You know, you got them from school classes, you got them from mainstream artists around here. I mean, it's, you know.
I personally think a twice or three times a day airport to airport, you know, bus shuttle that runs at a decent speed on a reliable schedule would attract a following, because the additional cost of flying out of Reading Muni is still pretty tight.
Can be.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. You want to find out how they are moving local dreams forward? We'll head out to their newest branch on California Street at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. Go on in there. Talk to the people. See what they can do for you. They want you to be a success. They really do want to move your dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
The Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday. Linda is my son. 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 19th of December. It's 37 degrees. Going up to 57 today with a low of 37 tonight. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And I'd like to say thank you to our listeners and our friends who have come in here and filled up the toy box.
How about that?
Filled up the toy box early. So I'm going to call Gunnery Sergeant Filon, call the gunny, tell him to come in here and get his toys for those kids. All really nice stuff, too. Puzzles, stuffed lions, big lions, a big bumblebee. Gosh, it's a lot of really nice stuff in here, and games and everything, and the games. Bob and I, you know, how long did we play with that one game yesterday? Wasn't that fun, you know? And then we had to carefully put it back in and repackage it, but it was
all kinds of cool stuff.
That's right. You know what? Frankly, I was kind of proud of Bob. He had one of those games, and he got it together in just only 3 days, and it said 3 to 6 years. So, you know, in 3 days for you, buddy. You know, that's what I was liking. Okay, other things. Let's talk about the Trump National Security Strategy.
Boy, did he kick a hornet's nest.
I tell you what. Yeah, but you know what? Did you listen? I mean, did you
Maybe
listen
it
to
needed
it?
Kicking.
Yeah. Did you listen to it?
I listened to a lot of it.
I listened to a lot of it. I listened to excerpts, but I listened to a lot of it. And this, you know what? He was more. He went to the center more than people realize. But this strategy is broken down into four parts. Protect the homeland in the American way of life. So protect the borders. You are not, if you don't have a border, you don't have a nation. I mean, I don't know what people understand, why they don't understand this. Why they think, oh, no. I guess if you're a Marxist and you're going into this Marxist type of philosophy of no nation states where everybody just flows back and forth.
Right.
You know, I guess, you know, you're into that. But to define a nation is a language and a border. I mean, how else can you have a nation? If you don't have that, then it's something that is it's so nebulous. You can't define it. So I'm all for that. Promote U.S. prosperity as part of a national security strategy. Of course it is. When you're promoting the national security strategy, when you're promoting the U.S. prosperity, means is that we have people working, we have people paying taxes, we're the ability to build. This third thing is promote peace through strength. He's rebuilding the military. The military was in horrible shape when Obama left. You know, people go, No. When you've got a third of the fighter wings can't fly because of parts, when they're having to go to museums and take parts out of the museum aircraft,
something's terribly wrong.
When you don't have enough time for flying, when you don't have enough pilots, when you don't have any of this stuff, all be under the Obama strain. Instead, they were so busy naming a ship after a, not a pedophile, but a pedartist. And I may not have pronounced that right.
Pederast, yeah.
Pederast. And that, you know, Harvey Milk, who hit on 12 to 16-year-old kids, not a pedophile because it's under the age of 12, but lived with a 16-year-old. And now this is a guy, I mean, it was well known who this guy was. And yet our Navy, that our cringe master Department of the Navy, the guy that's, you know, this the Secretary of the Navy, I don't even, can't remember his name, except he was, you know, of course, a Democrat appointee who did all, wanted to make all these changes. They told the Marine Corps if they did a 9-month study, nah, I don't believe you, you know, about women in combat and women fitting into military units and comparing women in military, you know, in a squad, in a platoon with all male squads. And, of course, they were totally outperformed in something like 120 out of 123 tasks. And he chose to ignore that. So this is the kind of guy you have that names a ship, and Obama naming a ship after a pedarist.
I would submit, as a Navy man and a guy who works with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, so I do happen to know a thing or two about the basics of ship navigation and vessel navigation, when the Navy has three major collision incidents with loss of life due to failure to obey the laws, you know, the rules of the road, the navigation rules, something has gone terribly wrong with the service I love.
The last thing they have, promote peace through strength, is advance American influence abroad. This doesn't mean militarily. This can be advancing American influence through schools, education, working with other countries, doing these things. But the main thing is protecting our country and our way of life. You know what? People go, you know, what's wrong with putting America first? Of course,
you have
a bunch of Americans here in the ACLU and others, and they're saying in the Human Rights Watch, oh, what about those other people? You can't talk about having rights here if they don't have rights. Well, yes, we can, because we don't live in those countries. We live in America. America. We live in the United States of America. And we can do that. We can have that. We can have our rights protected. And our way of life, which has got to be arguably one of the best in the world, and you can go, oh, well, but, you know, other people have cheaper health care. If you look at our life, and most of the people that are complaining around, especially around this place, never been out of 100 miles from Reading, don't realize that how great this country is and what this country affords people. Affords people the opportunity to be a huge success. And what we take this opportunity so many times and squander it. Why? Because we want your money. Because oh, here's a rule. You know, and you get bureaucracies that are now controlling businesses. And these are not elected officials. These are people that are appointed and they've got an agenda. That's why they're going to put a $1,000 a day fine on you, because you have a small pond to feed to water your cattle. $1,000 a day. They had to go to court, cost him thousands of dollars, and guess what? Corps of Engineers was all wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're in a country where both our greatest strength and our greatest weakness is our generosity and our tolerance.
I think
when you come down to the base of it.
We're very tolerant people. And unless, get this, unless you're in Congress, then you're not tolerant of anyone, of anybody from the other party. Look at this. Not one Democrat voted for the tax bill. Not one Republican voted for Obamacare. You know, so here we go. Now, but there are many other things they do agree on. You know, you get 80 to 20 votes and all this. You just don't hear about those.
Heard a news clip on my brother-in-law's visiting. We both busted out laughing because there was a clip on National People's Radio about the House Intelligence Committee, and we at the same time said, boy, there's a self-canceling term. They obviously realize there's a problem.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years, voted best in the North State. And there's a reason. They are the best in the North State. These are the only ones that touch our HVAC systems. Not only that, but they're such nice people. You want to invite them over to the house. Hey, come on over to a barbecue. Those are really good people, Alliance Heating and Air. You give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Veteran-owned business that gives outstanding service. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay, and they have brought the circus to town today. We'll be right back.
There's a very good reason why the holiday season is a wonderful time for a boy and girl to fall in love.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults, $28 with River Club card. Children, $11. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
During this holiday season, we want to thank all of our veterans and active military for defending our freedoms in areas all around the world. Every day, these brave men and women put themselves in harm's way so we may all enjoy the American way. I'm Joe Comente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Trade School. On behalf of our staff, members, and students, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Remember when this first came out?
Yeah. No.
is this?
Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, yes. No.
Back in the late, early 80s, I think it was. And
that
they was, got their start on...
I was gone most of that. Yeah. I was gone most of the early 80s. Cool. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 19th of December. We're honing in on Christmas. And we've got some really great ideas for Christmas presents. So a little hesitation is because there's a skunk sitting next to me. And I'm not talking about Bad Bob. No, I'm talking about a real skunk. Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a second. 37 degrees, going up to 57 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Bastiani Arms. I'm sorry, my friends, but it's too late to buy a gun to get it for Christmas. But it is not too late to get it for New Year's. Go down there, buy your gun, do your 10-day waiting list. After you go, after you've kind of like, you know, woken up from Christmas, and you head on down to Bastiani Arms, the only place in town that you should buy a long gun or a pistol. Why? Locally owned, locally operated, great family there, John and Sarah Bastiani. They have super customer services. All their people are well-trained, and they welcome novice shooters. Yes, if you've got a question, they can answer it. Plus, they have a great instructor down there by the name of Seth Stokes, who can teach a really good CCW class. Everything in stock, fair prices, and veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I am sitting here with Sharon Clay, who is the curator of animal programs, and Liz Crane, who is a development and membership coordinator?
Coordinator.
Would I call you like Grand Poopah?
There you go. That's
extraordinaire.
Right.
Extraordinaire. I like it. I like it. Now, the reason is I was talking and I looked over at my, because there's a skunk sitting.
Sweet Pea
sitting on Sharon's lap. Now, for people who don't know Sweet Pea, and I do know Sweet Pea, she hasn't been fixed.
Has she? Yes.
Oh, she has?
She has.
I thought she hadn't been. This time I've been, you were just teasing me.
I was. You caught me. Finally,
I can't.
All these years.
It's been, what, 8 years?
No, about 2 years. 4.5
Carl has regarded this animal with the look one generally gives a live landmine for a couple of years.
Because you told me all this time, no, she's just so well trained and she's so loving, she would never do that.
Well, actually,
and
she wouldn't, though. That's true. That was true. I did not lie. I did not
years.
Lie. So
I thought
the thing
this,
is,
I thought she was just controlling it.
Well, skunks only spray if they think their life is in danger.
Yeah.
So look at her.
She doesn't look like that.
Right.
She's laying in your lap.
She's never even tried to spray.
Look at that. Okay, now here's my favorite question. Well, will she bite? And the answer every one of your people say is?
If they have a mouth, they could bite.
If they have a mouth, they could bite. Is that great or what?
That's the answer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, her little eyes are looking at me.
Yeah, she's sleepy right now. Uh-huh. So this is the best time of day with her because she has two speeds. She's either the Energizer Bunny. Or she's completely crashed.
Is this the completely
she's
crashed?
She's like a 2-year-old child. Like, you know what I mean? Either they're going nonstop or they
just collapse. Yeah.
So that's her right now. She's in a crash state. This is the best state to do an interview with.
Well, it is. Yes. So, but she doesn't. She's really silent.
Not unlike a cat in that way.
Well, okay, tell us about skunks. What are they? Their own special.
They are. They have their own
species.
They're their own family. Okay. They're in their own family. They were originally considered mustelids, which is related to the weasels, otters, badgers.
Right.
Those are all in the weasel family, ferrets and weasels in general. These guys now have been taken out about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and they're in their own family called Mephitidae. So they're kind of in a class all by themselves. And look at her. She should be in a class by herself.
Right? She is. And
they're pretty amazing. They're very special animals. People kind of fear skunks because, like you said, it's like a time bomb. Everyone's waiting for, you know. But really, they're completely gentle animals that really don't have aggression. They just have defense. And they do a really good job. They help eat rodents and insects, and they aerate the
rodents?
Soil. They eat small rodents. How about they dig in the ground and eat
I know that
rodents?
They eat a lot of bugs and grubs and things like that, but I didn't realize they were eating rodents.
Yeah, they'll
too.
Eat the rodents in their holes, in their dens.
Okay.
So they go down, they dig down, and they eat them right in the dens. So they can't really catch a mouse if it was like running around.
I know that, but that's what
but
I figured.
They go into
that
the dens.
They would trap
they,
it or something.
Yep,
yeah.
And they get them in there.
Oh, look at her. She's got her head tucked under. Did you ever see the video of the guy on the bicycle? In the skunk family that came up to him, it was I think it was in another country, but I'm not sure. It could be here. And he stops because it's a bicycle lane, you know, out in the woods. It's paved, so it's along the country. And this guy looks up, and coming at him is something like 3 feet across and 3 feet wide. It's a circle of skunks.
Yeah.
They come up to his bike, and he's just looking down, and he's got his camera on it the whole time. They come up. They sniff around the tire,
and they leave.
And then mom leaves, and they all go with her.
Yep.
And it was the funniest thing. But there had to have been 15 skunks.
Yeah, it's
in
great.
This group.
And that's what we try to tell people all the time. Like, when you see a skunk, we really teach the kids. We teach the parents, right?
Yeah.
But we teach the kids because then the kids will teach the parents.
That's right.
Mom, grandpa, stop trying to run. It's just a skunk. You know, so we teach the kids that when you see a skunk, you just stop. Because if you just stop, they'll just check you out and go on their way. If you start freaking out, then they get scared, and then they're going to spray because they're scared.
And if your dog barks.
Your dog barks, you're in trouble.
Two years in a row. Elk killer. Met the skunk in our backyard. And we live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We live downtown Reading. I mean, there's not even a green belt around us. Somehow we had skunks. And 2 years in a row, she managed to run over there, and we would use the old Dawn bleach, or not bleach, but peroxide.
You got it.
Baking soda.
You got it. Good job.
Warm water. And it takes the smell completely out.
Completely out.
Completely
so
out.
It's excellent. So most people don't realize that. So good job, Carl. Yeah. So they a lot of people think that tomato juice thing. You do tomato juice, now you have a dog that smells like tomato juice
and skunk.
So right. The one trick that we teach people is when you're doing it, don't mix it with water, though. Just have the peroxide, the baking soda, and the Dawn soap, and put it on your dog dry. Well, you can put some water in it, but don't wet your dog down.
Yeah, don't
first.
Wet the dog down.
A lot
first.
Of people wet the dog down. It's like, no, you need the stuff to adhere and get into the fur, so you don't want to wet your dog. Put it on.
It's
the
a chemical
dog.
Reaction. It just foams up, and then you can rinse the dog for like an hour.
Yes.
Linda ended up taking Elk Killer into the shower, and get the first year I said, okay, that was pretty cool. In fact, she chased one right past me once, and I'm just thinking, what is that, a cat? And I said, because she can never catch anything, and it ran past me. I thought, that's a skunk. That's a little skunk, I thought.
Uh-huh.
And then big skunk was out there, too. Anyway.
Yeah.
But she's a sweetie pie.
She's a pretty
She's been
sweet
handled
animal.
By us. I bet she's been petted by a lot of people.
Yeah, she's been with us since she was 8 weeks old, and she is now 4.5 years old. She's very, very soft. People don't realize how soft that they are. Just their tail is very coarse. Their tail feels like horse hair. You can feel her tail if you'd like. Really stiff. And that helps it stand straight up so that it can stand up and lay across so that there's a good
Just
warning.
Checking it out, making sure that it wasn't skunky on there.
It's not skunky. Actually, she smells really good.
Yes, she does.
She actually smells really good. People don't realize that skunks don't smell badly, just their spray does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her fur is really soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That helps keep them clean because they live in holes underground. Keeps them
now,
clean. Yes.
You have my favorite little animals there, the lorikeets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like sweet pea or whatever. Is it
sweet pea.
But I really like those lorikeets. And you have introduced a new group of are they lorikeets or are they a different?
More lorikeets.
We're going to talk about that in a second, though, when we come back. And then we're going to talk about great presents you can give for the holidays.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're not going to get a better present than this, than what you see or what you're going to hear about. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Know the ins and outs of Crackmaster and Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business, he is a true professional. Why take a chance with a windshield? It maybe has a small chip in it, but it's going to get cold. When water gets in the chip, it'll expand. It will crack your windshield. He can fix that. If he can't fix it, he'll just tell you that because that's the kind of guy he is. And he can fix chips and cracks up over 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373, Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay. and Sharon Clay and Liz Crane.
Hi, my name is Preston Sharp, and I believe we need to honor veterans every day and not just on a holiday. I have honored over 35,000 veterans with the flag and red carnation, and even cleaned the stones if they need to be cleaned. I started doing this Veterans Day 2015, right after my 10th birthday. I would like to wish all military and their families a happy holiday.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Redding Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the Rhythm Sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the KCNR 1460. 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 37 degrees going up to 57 today, and not 70-something. Looks like we may get a little rain today, so might want to put all your stuff in. You should have those outside lights going anyway. I'm here with Turtle Bay, Sharon Clay, curator of the animal program, and Liz Crane, who is the development and membership curator. Not curator.
Coordinator.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah, I knew it started. Extraordinaire. That's what it was. Okay, last thing we're going to talk about is your lorikeets. You've introduced a whole new family of lorikeets in there.
Yes, we have. So we've been trying to get our flock up to about 40 or so for years, and the Philadelphia Zoo had an old flock of 15 birds that they needed to place, and nobody wanted them. They just couldn't find a home for them over and over and over again. And so they were just having a hard time.
And there's a bunch of old lorikeets?
No,
is this an age thing?
No, they're just, you know, it's... an established flock. It's an established flock, correct. People... you know, zoos just have different animals and different trends that they go towards. And so, you know, lorikeets wasn't as popular as they were at one time. So people didn't want to get new ones in. So we said, we'll take them because that's what we do at Turtle Bay. We take kind of the lost animals, the animals that need a place forever. We're kind
of
a forever
I'm expecting
home.
You to fix me up a little room over there. Okay. I'll be over there. Just satellite TV.
That's right.
Okay.
And so we decided we'd take on this flock. So it's 15 birds, which is an established flock, and flocks have dominance and, you know, and stuff like that. So now you're taking two animals that already have their hierarchy and putting them together, and
wow,
that's pretty explosive. So it took us a few months to get it going. And
so who's the alpha bird? Old flock, new flock?
There's kind of still, it hasn't been fully established. It's between, our old one was the dusky lorikeet, which is my favorite. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, is still pretty dominant. Mm-hmm. They're sort of going back with the new ones, the reds. So we have four new species. There's 55 species of lorikeets,
mm-hmm,
and now we have 12 species. Because
wow,
we just added four new species.
Just more. Just,
it's great. A couple of the
just
species
more places
big
to pour that nectar.
That's right. Huge. The new species are big.
And the old lorikeets are holding their own against those big ones, huh?
They are. They're doing great.
That's great. I love it.
It's doing great. Come on down and see them. It's amazing.
You'll be blown away by them.
Oh,
I'm coming down. You know how I am about those lorikeets.
And we have one named Batman. So, I mean, come on. You got to meet Batman. Come on.
If I sponsor one, can I give it a name?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll work it out.
Liz.
Well, speaking to that,
okay,
we do have a program. It's called the Adopt an Animal Program, and it is an honorary adoption of
uh-huh
our animals there at Turtle Bay. You
yeah
can bring them into your home as honorary adoptees. You can help support the care
and
feeding.
We get, like, photos, and do they write to us a little note every month?
We have different levels, and you'll get a greeting card at every level. And
okay.
Yep, you can just sponsor the care and the feeding, and you can help support all of the animals at Turtle Bay. We even have a behind-the-scenes opportunity where you can go and meet firsthand with Timber, our beaver, and get an up-close encounter. And Sharon can speak more to that.
Yeah, it's really great because people don't get to see – most of our animals you can see pretty up close,
yeah,
but Timber's in the aquarium, right?
Right?
So you never really get to see them that close up. So this behind-the-scenes gets you outside up on top of the aquarium, and Timber will come over and sit right in your lap. And you
I have had Timber in my lap. It's an interesting experience. He was going down this whole line of people.
Uh-huh.
And getting into everybody's lap.
Yeah, yeah, you're going from lap to... He was just having a great time.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's you know, it's,
okay,
it's
I'm
that
coming
gift,
down.
It's
I'm
a
coming
gift for people
down.
Of everyone. The behind-the-scenes tour is $60 a person for members.
Yep.
And it's $75 if you're not a member, but that includes your admission to the park for the whole day.
Sure.
It's a great deal. We're the only place in the country that's doing a behind-the-scenes with a beaver. And he loves people so much. So it's really an experience for that person that you just want to get the most unique gift that loves animals. Purchase a behind the scenes.
Okay, so, and by the way, it's getting to be Christmas here pretty soon. We have four tickets for admissions, four free admission passes to Turtle Bay for the first person that calls. You can go, take your kids, take your grandkids, take your buddies, and go to Turtle Bay for admission and get it all day. And this is good for the whole year. You don't have to use it before Christmas. You can use it the whole year, 605-4567. Give us a call, and we will have them waiting here for you as we do all of our tickets. Now, let's go back, Liz. The cost for a season pass.
So you can get a family membership right now. If you're going to gift a membership, you can get it for $70. So
okay, now that's a saving of $10.
That is.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
that's even
$10 off any membership level for a gift,
uh-huh,
which is a gift that lasts all year long.
Yes, and you don't have to take your own kids.
No, you can take anyone's kids. Take whoever's kids
you can
kids
come
you
over
want
and borrow kids. Hey, I like to take your kids to the Turtle Bay.
Bring the grandkids. Bring the friends.
Bring them all.
Yes.
Bring them all.
Yes. So we have many different gifts this holiday season that are all green. So do you have family and friends that have a lot of stuff but don't need more stuff? We have a ton of presents here at Turtle Bay that you can gift, including River of Turtles, which is personally engraved turtles that get displayed permanently outside.
You engrave the turtles on their shells? Is that what you do?
Well, they're metal turtles. They're
I was getting ready to call. I was ready to throw the red flag there. you're carving your initials in the turtles.
Yeah.
Poor turtles.
Yeah. Okay,
got
frown on that a little bit.
Okay, I got it.
Personally engraved aluminum.
Aluminum turtles.
Aluminum turtles. That are displayed for all to see right adjacent to Sundell Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We got those gift memberships. We got the Adopt an Animal program where you can honorarily.
How much does it cost to adopt a lorikeet?
Well, there's different levels. The
starting level is $35.
Is that a month?
That is a year. That's
a year.
An annual.
Okay.
Yeah,
it goes
so you
up
can
to $250.
I would like to have at least two lorikeets for $35.
Well, the $250, you can have that. For $250 for the year, which helps feed the animals, that you actually will get a meet and greet with your animals. You'll get a private time in a we'll invite everybody to come out and meet the animals that they adopted. So you get to actually come with that level.
Right. So there's two opportunities for behind the scenes. Adopt the animal at the $250 level or the behind the scenes with the beaver.
There you go. And that's $60 to have Timber come in and sit in your lap.
Yes. It's pretty amazing.
I'm loving this. There's so much stuff going on.
He weighs
on
50
there.
Pounds. Just think about that. And there is, and actually the behind the scenes, we do need to let people know there is an age limit. You have to be at least 8. Don't get it for your toddler. Not good. So you have to be at least 8 years old, and you do have to be of physical ability to climb stairs and a little ladder and, be really uneven. So we can't have, it's not a wheelchair accessible activity.
Okay.
We apologize, but there's no way to make it that.
There's just no way you can get around that. What about, the Sheridan, how close are we? January 18th is the grand opening.
You got it.
Wow.
And speaking to that, members get a discount at the Sheraton at both the Mosaic restaurant and at the hotel.
That's right.
Yeah.
They do. How much do you know?
10%.
10%.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a 10% for members that are like that. Plus, the restaurant is animal friendly. And the patio's out there. You can come back from a walk with your dog, and your dog has little water fountains out there for the dogs, and you can eat your meal out there with your dog sitting next to you.
Yes, you can.
I don't think they can sit on the table, but they can probably sit on the floor next to you.
And they're not going to be able to go in the restaurant itself, but at the patios.
No, on the patios
patio
only.
Seating,
well, there are standards there that some people seem to try to ignore every chance they get. and here's your chance then. For $35 a month, you can, or not a month, $35 for the year, you can adopt. Can you? Sweet pea is
available. Any animal of your choice is available for that program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. $70 for memberships right now.
Yes.
Memberships are good for a year.
Good for a full calendar year.
Yep. So if you buy them now, they're good till December the 19th of next year.
Correct.
They're good through the end of the month. So December 31st next year, they'd be good.
Oh, okay. Yep. So they're good through the end of the month. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't get much better than this.
No.
What any last minute things you want to tell us here? Well, we have a few minutes.
Okay, well, let's do gift memberships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $10 off any membership level. So if you're an individual, it's $35 this month. $35 to come to Turtle Bay all year next year.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out. There's great exhibitions coming up, educational programming. World's Largest Dinosaurs is coming next summer. It's all the way from American Museum of Natural History in New York, so you don't want to miss that.
No.
There's
going to
be dinosaurs coming out the roof. I mean, not literally, but you can picture that. You don't want
to
miss
that. To do that.
And the mill building is opened again. So the mill building, which was the same for 20 years, and we've completely renovated the whole thing, and there's new interactive smoke jumper exhibit for kids, adults too, sit in it and act like you're a smoke jumper, and just so much fun stuff. The playgrounds are opening soon.
The playgrounds. We have the new Babes Corral, which is for ages 0 to 5, and we have the High Climbers coming soon, which is an opportunity for challenging play for the older kids. So to bring in the older kids with their siblings, the whole family's welcome.
And this is you put a little harness on them while they climb the rocks?
No harness
necessary.
It's all designed for kid level.
So they're not going to get up that high.
High Climbers for kids. So it's up there. It's not on the ground, but
it's not that far up
it's
there.
It's not that
no,
far.
You're not climbing 20, 30
feet. Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Well, that's
safety
what about
first,
what about a zip line?
There will be a little kid's zip line, too. Very
little
good.
Little kids, how about a big person's zip line that goes across the sack?
Wouldn't that be amazing? You should get on that. Let's go for it.
Only,
go for it.
That would be.
It's Carl Bott's new program.
Yay.
He's going to be putting it in at one.
I tell you what, if Turtle Bay gives me the spot, I'll do it. I'll do it. Well, watch me. You know what? People love zip lines.
That would be so popular.
So you just walk up, you know, like, you know, 50 feet, and you go to the zip line across the river.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
No, this one's going to be a kid level. Kid size zip line.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Sorry.
No, that's no problem. So. I'm here with Sharon Clay, who's the curator of the Animal Program, and Liz Crane, who is the coordinator of the development and membership programs over there. And y'all have done a great job. We gave away tickets. We're going to give away tickets to Turtle Bay all the rest of the week and into the new year. And these are all, they're good for a whole year. You can take your family. You can take yourself if you want to go there. You can get in and go look at the exhibits. So I think you're going to enjoy it. And Turtle Bay is such a great place. So many things.
It is a great place. And we have our animal programs all winter, too. So don't forget, every afternoon, there's an animal program.
You got it. Okay, when we come back, how many of you really know what President Trump's accomplished? We have a guest that's coming on. He's a national columnist that wants to talk about things that Trump administration has done in the last year.
And the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington.
It's a long time in coming, and that's why we're so excited to see this happen.
An exuberant Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, says he and other Republicans have been waiting for this day. House lawmakers later today will vote on major tax legislation.
We know this is going to help people. We know this is going to grow our economy. And we know it's going to most of all help the people who are struggling in this country. And that's why we're very, very excited about this historic day.
The Senate, which has all of its GOP members on board, will vote after the House with the expectation of sending the approved bill to President Trump for his signature this week. Federal officials have confirmed an Amtrak train was traveling 50 miles per hour over the speed limit when it went off the track south of Seattle yesterday morning. That's based on data recovered from a recorder in the rear locomotive. But Amtrak President Richard Anderson says he won't speculate on the cause of the accident until the investigation's over.
We will fully cooperate with all authorities, but we won't speculate as a cause because we want the process at the MPSB to lead all of us to the correct conclusions.
Several of the train cars fell onto the highway below, killing at least three people. Dozens of others were hospitalized. Construction of new homes increased 3.3% in November. Single-family houses were built at the strongest pace in more than a decade. Firefighters in Southern California have gotten a break in the weather as they continue battling a massive wildfire northwest of L.A. Winds have calmed down the past day or so, and officials say they have contained 50% of the Thomas Fire. However, residents remain evacuated. The Trump administration publicly blaming North Korea for a ransomware attack that infected hundreds of thousands of computers worldwide in May and crippled parts of Britain's National Health Service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 19...
We share depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
North Korea's government has declined to engage in diplomatic talks without preconditions with the United States. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the U.S. cannot tolerate a nuclear-armed North Korea, and he says Russia and the U.S. should cooperate on confronting the communist North.
There's no way that a nuclear-armed North Korea is in Russia's interests, and the president made that clear to President Putin.
Appearing on CBS this morning, McMaster said the United States seeks international cooperation toward deterring North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
The president has asked all nations to cut off all trade with this rogue regime, which you see has never met a weapon it didn't use or proliferate or sell to somebody else.
McMaster also said the U.S. is continuing its policy of applying military, economic, and diplomatic pressure with the goal of denuclearization. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. If you're out shopping in malls this holiday season, then you may notice more that's new than just the advertised discounts. Correspondent Jeremy House explains.
Many mall owners are spending billions to add more upscale restaurants, premium movie theaters with dine-in options, bowling alleys, and similar amenities. Some have turned space that previously housed department stores over to health clubs and grocery stores. The trend has been gaining traction as the companies that operate malls look for ways to keep people coming in at a time when Macy's, Sears, and other big department store chains have shuttered hundreds of stores and consumers increasingly choose to shop at several e-commerce sites. Jeremy House reporting.
Jack in the Box is selling the Qdoba restaurant chain to a private equity firm for $350 million in cash. The chain of Mexican restaurants has been a sore spot, posting sales declines throughout the last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. I mean the center of downtown Reading. The center of the reclamation of the downtown of River City. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world and more. Bob, tell us what the weather looks like.
Well, we got a mixed bag today, Carl. Partly sunny skies, showers likely this afternoon. High will be 57, overnight low of 37. Those showers will diminish and give way to a hump day that is mostly sunny through the week. And we're looking for sunny skies coming up on Christmas Day. Precipitation, a meager quarter of an inch in the forecast. Shasta Lake remains 50 feet from the top of the dam, 37 degrees in downtown Reading. And checking real quick, well, let's see here. Actually, we're going to call it 40 in downtown Reading and 37 at Reading Municipal Airport. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson, California, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business that has won awards for the quality of service and the fact that they do hire veterans in their establishment there, and been named a Small Business of the Year by California for just doing that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, girls, it's only because they are not open. They may be open this weekend just for Christmas. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, but the only watch repairman that knows what he's doing. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I would go no other place in any place in North State to buy jewelry than Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we have on the phone, we have our correspondent in New York, Julio Rivera, who is walking the streets of New York as we speak. Is that true, Julio?
Yes, I literally am walking to Bryant Park right now through, I'm on Fifth Avenue right now, walking towards 40th Street. So I'm in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, baby.
Hey, so what's it like there now? I've had, you know, friends that have gone there during this time frame. They say it's just beautiful in downtown New York.
Oh, it is. It's a great city. I mean, you know, other than, you know, all the liberals. I don't mind saying that out loud as I'm walking. You know, other than that, it really is beautiful. I mean, there's just so much diversity. There's so much different food, fashion, you know, art. It's just gorgeous. It really is. And it's so historic. You know, you can't really ever take that away from New York. Just the history that's here. You know, it's unfortunate that recently, you know, there've been, you know, two terrorist attacks, you know, didn't really go through. But and then the other, you know, obviously the truck attack that happened recently. But, you know, the people here are resilient. They're very brave, and they're out in force.
Well, would you say, you know, Julio, the fact is that did last night, President Trump unveiled his national security strategy. And there's 4 points. Protect the homeland and American way of life. Promote U.S. Prosperity. Promote peace through strength. And advance American influence. What's the take back there?
I like all of that. I like the sound of every single bit of that. You know, it makes perfect sense. That should be the strategy. You know, and it's time for us to, you know, the other part of it is, you know, he's got to get a little help here. You know, I mean, it's crazy when you consider the hypocrisy. When you see all the times that Barack Obama used a travel ban, and you're seeing this being litigated and being fought so fervently by the left, you know, his travel ban. And then we already know that people were coming here, you know, like the last person that had the attack in New York, they came here through chain migration. You know, Trump is obviously against that. You know, Trump would have prevented that attack. You know, if he had if what he wants was already in effect since, you know, the last 8 years, that attack wouldn't have happened and those people wouldn't have died. So, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, the all-out onslaught on him, I think, needs to end. People need to grow up and face the fact that he's our president and just deal with it. Listen, the stock market is about to hit, what, 25,000?
Yeah, it was up again today.
Yeah, of course. It's doing great. Tax reform is going to bring a lot. This is it. America, listen, he's living up to his promise. He is truly trying to make America great again.
Well, that's one of the things that you were writing, is that Trump has accomplished a lot, yet to try and pin down what it is through the media is almost impossible.
Yeah, because they're never going to tell you the truth, you know. It's basically, I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I just look at, I observe everything, and then I make my own decisions. I mean, I've always kind of been that way, you know, but I don't want to hear what anybody has to say about it. I just want to see what the results are, you know, and the truth is he's making jobs, creating jobs like crazy, you know, and he's deregulating like crazy, which is good for business. People are reinvesting in America. Now the climate has changed. It's not such a harassing, you know, big government kind of proposition if you want to go into business where you got to comply with so many ridiculous regulations that aren't even necessary. He just upped the ante now. They're going to get rid of 3 regulations for every new one. And he's pulled a lot of things out of, you know, a lot of regulations in terms of energy, telecommunications. You know, all these industries are booming again.
Do you believe that the fact that the attacks, well, not the attacks, but the all this new emphasis on sexual assault and all this is the latest attack by the Democrats because they sure can't touch the economy and they can't talk about how things are getting better, how there's less people trying to get across the border. So is this the latest in a series of new ways to slow him down?
Oh, my God, exactly. It's a shell game. You know, so they don't look here because, God forbid, you look here, you know, and we're going to look like idiots because, you know, we couldn't grow, you know, higher than, you know, 2%. And so many quarters we only grew at, what, like in the ones, you know, he's been well over 3. Now, if you average out the 4 quarters of the year, or actually we don't know the numbers for the final quarter. But, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, he's doing it was possible to do. We just had people in office that didn't want it to happen. We had people that were trying to marginalize America. We had people that believe in global socialism. They don't want America to do well. They don't believe in capitalism. And that's the difference between having, you know, the president we have now and the president we had before.
Do you think he's going to finish his 4 years?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, unless they find, you know, a dead body in his trunk, I don't really see how. I don't see really how they can remove him. I mean, listen, look at it. Look at it like this, right? They've had all these investigations. They spent millions of dollars already trying to bring him down. Well, look at him. He's fine. What'd they get back? Maybe tax evasion on Manafort. And then Flynn just screwed himself, you know, lying to the FBI. That was on him. He did that. You know what I mean?
Well, you've seen
that has nothing to do with Trump. Trump is isolated from that.
Well, you know, you see that before when they had the that, and I think the Bush administration is they didn't get the guy for doing something. They got him for lying. And I think that's the big thing, is that if you just tell the truth, which Flynn, if you know, if Flynn didn't do it, then I'm one of those people that think, well, you know what, Flynn? Then you get caught in it, and you do the time there, buddy. So
exactly. I mean, you know, I got mixed feelings on Flynn. I mean, obviously, he did a lot of great things for our country. He was a general. You know, and yeah, I give him respect for that. But, you know, some of the associations he had with the Russians. It's funny, too. I just actually left RT America Studios as I'm walking to Newsmax. And Flynn actually took money from the Russians. He actually took money from RT. He took money from Kaspersky Labs, which is a data security company that actually infiltrated an NSA contractor's laptop. You know, so I've got questions, my own questions on Flynn. I actually wrote a column in my Newsmax. You go check that out, Julio Rivera Newsmax, and it'll come up my columns on the internet. There's one that I actually wrote where I detail some of these weird associations that Flynn had with the Russians and stuff. But, I mean, again, he did that to himself. He did that. Nobody put a gun to his head and told him to lie to the FBI. He did that himself.
Yeah. I think that he you know what? I think back to Oliver North and going back, and he said, nope. I thought that was a neat idea to be able to do that. And then Poindexter said, I knew about it, nobody else knew. And it just ended right there. It wasn't anything that the Democrats really wanted. But, I'm just not sure anymore when I'm with the media or with the politics. Is it, in your opinion, is it that bad right now, so it's me against you, us against them, that they're never going to get together, the Republicans or the Democrats?
I would go even a step further than that. I would say the Republicans, the Democrats, and then the Trump loyalists against each other. Because I put a lot of those Republicans on the same side with the Democrats. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I mean, they've been, as obstructionists, they've gone ahead and facilitated this witch hunt. You know what I mean? That's all congressional time. And who has the majorities? The Republicans do. So, you know what I mean? Having all these, bringing in Comey to testify and doing this, doing that. And, you know, that's all. The Republican-enabled actions that are going on, you know, because they're going after him, too. There were a lot of people that remember the whole controversy with Paul Ryan and the endorsement,
sure,
whether or not he was going to endorse him and this and that, all that nonsense. You know, it all goes back to that. You know, they're you know, these rhinos, these pathetic, disgraceful rhinos, you know, don't want to sit there and back our president. That's why they actually kind of laid an egg a little bit on tax reform. I mean, I'll take it. My position on tax reform at this point is I'll take it. But it wasn't as good as it could have been. It certainly wasn't what he campaigned on, you know. And that's a little bit on both, you know. As much as I love Trump and he's done great and stuff, he needs to, as they're crafting this legislation, he needs to kind of go there or send a message that says, listen, I will veto a bill that isn't, you know, in the, you know, of the vision that I campaigned on. You know, he's kind of got to let them know that.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to get something through there because, you know, after other failures they've had. Yeah, it's not what everybody wanted, but do you think it's going to pass?
It's a pass both. I think that, you know, it'll go through committee with all the changes. I mean, some of the changes aren't that good. They should have just kept the total state and local taxes. Let me tell you something. This is something that people don't think about. You know, New York is a very blue state. California is a very blue state. New York City is very blue, obviously, but no city in this country has more conservatives than New York City. No state in this country has more conservatives than California. It just so happens that they're outnumbered. You know, so I feel bad that a lot of people would get screwed, you know, and I live in New Jersey. Listen, you know what I mean? I mean, it's one of those things, like, you know, you should be able to write off your taxes. It's like double jeopardy. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep. And so all of us who are out here, like you said, there may be a lot of conservatives, but unfortunately, it's like 2-1. So
exactly, yeah. But it's still just because of the pure size, the sheer numbers, you know, and there's a lot of good people there that are suffering because of the majority. You know, that's the flaw in democracy, if you will.
We're here with Julio Rivera. Julio, how do people get a hold of you or read what you write?
ReactionaryTimes.com. And I have also my main column is on Newsmax.com. I also write for Right Wing News, Politichicks, Clash Daily. You know, they can see Reactionary Times TV on Facebook. We do produce a television show. We also do Reactionary Times Radio. We got some great hosts, Elio Forsina, Christian Semper, and myself. And we've got a lot of exciting things planned in 2018 and some new changes with the television show and format and the radio show as well. We're going to be in more places, let's put it that way.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning as you're walking through the streets of New York.
Thank you so much. God bless, and, you know, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Julio. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, if you're looking for quality in-home, compassionate health care for your loved ones, you know, you can't find any better than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. They customize their in-home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution to keep your loved ones where they're happiest at home. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, or just give Sharon a call at 530-226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. It's time for no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low. Let it snow.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Offering massage, facials, nail care, and for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. It is about 24 minutes after the hour. We let that last segment slide a little bit. I want to talk to Julio and see what it was like up in New York, what he's thinking at. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. That's been an ounce of protection since 1968. That's right. If you're looking for help around the holidays, you're looking for help for stores, and you've got a business, and you're tired of having people coming in and taking things, call North State Security. Give them a chance to help make your area safer and more secure. That includes your house. That includes your maybe some of your businesses or your home, any of this. Any events you've got going. Say you have an outdoor party and you just want to make sure that it just stays your party. Give North State Security a call and give them a chance. 243-0295. You know, they've got a plan that they can have somebody to your house in less than 10 minutes. There are more North State Security officers on the road and at places than there are in the police and sheriff's department here combined. All of this North State Security. Over 200 clients, over 100 officers. North State Security. Okay. Bad Bob's on a new microphone.
Well, it's a little distorted.
That is a little distorted right there, buddy.
Because it is an extremely sensitive mic, and so we're going to have to make some adjustments to it. But if I back off just a little bit.
And turn it up.
Back off just a little bit more. Let's try that. Yeah,
A little bit more.
A little bassy, but we're going to have to process it just a bit.
Yeah, that's kind of like.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear it, but it's wee. Okay, so
it will require some adjustments.
So, looking at getting new microphones here for the new studio that we're going to be building here in another couple of weeks. Okay, what else is going on here today?
And here I am back on my regular producer mic.
There we go. Hey, did you see where they've put in money for our police to get a drone?
And I'm surprised, frankly, that if you had done this a couple of years ago, people would remember when the drone flew over in Selmo's and people just went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could be carrying weapons.
No, it wasn't that. They was watching them. They felt
You're
that they were being recorded. So now they're putting together a package to give our police a drone set or a set of drones. Now, people go, well, that's got to be intruding. You know what? But when you look at it, how many cameras are in this town? Now, it's not officially that, a lot of them are just cameras from businesses that tie in. You know, like you've got cameras at your business front and back and goes down the street. And then if the police need it, they can come in and ask for your film or your video or whatever you put it on there. And they can use that. But there is a lot of places around here that do have cameras, surprisingly.
Yeah,
a lot.
I am of two minds on this. First of all, the idea of a surveillance state bothers the daylights out of me, because you should be able to go about your business without worrying about Big Brother's eye. That having been said, we live in a complex, dangerous world.
Well, here's the thing about drones. People just don't trust the government with drones, and you can understand why. Not necessarily right here in River City, but it's such a force multiplier. Okay, like that dog is. If you look at the last couple of arrests, Dozer has been in the fight and they caught this one guy. He had gone down. They found this in the closet, an opening, like a little door that went down below the house.
Okay. Oh, like a hatch down.
Yeah, a hatch down the house. And they found marijuana down there. They found other things, but they couldn't find the guy, and they turned old Dozer loose. Well, didn't take Dozer long to get behind some of the insulation and find him. And in the ensuing fight, the guy surrendered and had to be taken to the hospital, be treated for injuries, and he was arrested for four or five things, including, this is the one that was assaulting his wife, domestic violence, assaulting the police dog. Is it assault if the dog's got you by the leg and is chewing on it and you're trying to push him off? Yeah. Is that assault? Yeah, I guess so.
I believe.
Here's the big thing. It's just come out. We're going to send the dog in. Okay, don't send the dog in. I'm coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, you have lost the encounter.
Anyway, let's go back to this. What do you think about it? Should we have drones flying around
or packs of dogs with cameras mounted on them?
That's even better. How about packs of police dogs with cameras?
Little headsets so you can
give
them commands.
Well, you've got them like that. Yeah, you've got them like that, and you can go in and you send them in after them. No, what about that? What about having drones? We used them extensively in the military.
The cost of the CHP helicopter, when they have to launch it to provide aerial surveillance and support on an incident, the cost per hour of operating that aircraft, that rotorcraft, is staggering.
As opposed to running a drone out there that's got...
To get overall eyes on the scene.
Eyes on the scene, but, you know, it can go in there with infrared. It can do everything that helicopter can do. And, you know, it can do... Here's the other thing it can do the helicopter can't do. It can get down a lot lower. And it can, focus in on one spot without the helicopter coming down to 100 feet and knocking all your trees down, you know, while it's sitting there looking for the suspect. Once these things are on it, they can follow the person at lower altitudes.
Yeah.
And less danger.
Now, you once expressed concern about Google Earth and how could they have a picture of your property from orbit. It has been established in case law that your property rights extend 400 feet above the surface of the Earth. That's it.
That's it?
Yes, that has been established so that you cannot tax an airliner for flying a mile over your property. Oh. Your property right does not go to space. It goes 400 feet, and that has been established. If the idea, you hear people talking about blasting a drone out of the sky with a shotgun.
Well, that's happened, though.
It has. That having been said, you will find yourself, first of all, facing the Federal Aviation Administration for destroying an aircraft in flight. Second of all, the idea of shooting a drone down, which packs a powerful and flammable lithium-ion battery and dropping it into the sagebrush, is probably not a good idea.
Oh, come on. You know what? You're just pretending here.
And shotgun pellets go up, shotgun pellets come down. Just say it.
All right. I'm still the idea of a drone flying over your house, over your street. One of the things that they can't do is, like, if you're doing something in your backyard, the police do not have the right to lean up, you know, get up over the top of your fence and look in your backyard. Did you know that?
Without probable cause.
Without probable cause. They can't just be searching.
Or
so
be
what
in
happens,
a pursuit.
Yeah. And so what happens when you're flying a drone over and the drone just happens to be flying over and looks down there and you've got, oh, I don't know, six marijuana plants. You're only supposed to have three. Or, gosh, I don't know how many marijuana plants you can have anymore. But and you've got that. And can they use that?
In the same vein that county code enforcement can look at Google Earth maps and say, well, the permit office can say, you know, you didn't pull a permit to put in that new porch or that new pool or that new shed.
Yeah.
And they will come out and inspect. Where does the... Because, let's face it, some of these things are onerous as far as permits and stuff like that. Some of them are in place because people build stuff stupid.
We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 8:32 in the morning. It's 37 degrees. It's going up to 57 today. Our, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
To all who have so faithfully served our nation, stood in harm's way, and to the families who have supported and encouraged, we say thank you. We're so very grateful. And on a personal note, in remembrance of my brother, Dr. James A. Baugh, Major, United States Army, West Point Class of 1973, from Les and Susie Baugh,
from our home to yours,
Merry Christmas.
May God continue to bless you all. You are forever in our hearts and prayers.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Who can forget Eartha Kitt
as Batwoman?
As a Catwoman.
Catwoman, that's right, Catwoman.
Santa baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire right here. Bob has been strange this whole week, and I got a feeling it's just going to get stranger the closer we get to Christmas. Anybody? Yeah, and my goodness, yeah, it is about 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know what? It's a veteran-owned store that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Stop by. Man's Last Stronghold. You know what? I'm seeing these things. I'm going back. I'm not going to, you know, we talked about drones. Okay, drones are just, they're force multipliers. I'm not sure, you know, again, they're going to have so many rules out there and how to be used. But as long as we are short policemen, which we are by 15 or, you know, at least 15 policemen, we need to do fine things. And if it's, and part of it is going to be a drone flying around up there so that you send the drone out into a place where there's been a report of something going on. You can use them for finding lost people. You can find them fighting, looking at a fire. I'm surprised that the fire department doesn't have them. You know, they can give them that quick look as they're, you know, as they're heading there.
And then the thing is, a flying platform of that manner can serve multiple purposes. The Forest Service is looking into them for being able to accurately track fires much less expensively than they currently can with existing technologies. If you go to England, anywhere around London, of course the town is blanketed with cameras. There are concerns about that. Are there civil rights civil liberties concerns? Yes. And I think vigilance is required, but I don't think paranoia is useful. I think being an informed person beats being a paranoid person.
I think so. Hey, you know, and that's true because, you know, frankly, the idea, you know, what's happening with artificial intelligence and what's happening with these jobs. Let's just get, because you look at a drone as, you know, it's an extension of the police's, you know, vision and ability to see things that are out there. But let's get into things that are more serious here. Like, you go down to, you know, to Carl's Jr. and you go in there and you order from a kiosk.
Yeah.
You don't talk to people. And there's a person there in case you're having a problem. You stick your card in or you stick money in there. It gives you your change. And then, you know, somebody's there frying your burgers. Now, how long is it going to be before it doesn't take a person to fry those burgers? And then what about machines that take the French fries already there, dumps them into the hot grease, you know, and a minute and a half later, whatever it takes for it to be, you know, done, they lift it up and it moves over and it's dumped out on a tray, a heating tray. And then somebody comes in and scoops it all and puts it together. You've taken like 20 jobs, and you've cut it down to 5.
In the city of San Francisco, which is an interesting place for this to actually begin, given their attitude that anybody who has a pulse and shows up at work should get $15 an hour for doing so, a secretive robotics startup is setting up in San Francisco to do a fully automated burger joint.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the studies and showed the millennials would much rather speak to a kiosk than it would a person. You know, let's go back into this. You know, there's the police chief down in Houston, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, says, we're having problems recruiting. Part of the problems is millennials. When they come in to recruit them, it's like, what do I get? Or what instead of what can I do? It's what do I get? And he said, you know, of course this isn't all millennials, but he says what we're running into is that I don't want to work weekends. I don't want to work these hours. You know, it just goes on. He says that, and then what you hear about, you know, many of them don't have driver's licenses until they're 20, toward the end of their college time. That is just really difficult to start and to recruit in this time frame. Now, going along with that, you have the Army waiving the mental health standards that they had for the last 8 years due to suicide attempts. They're dropping the standards on high school diplomas. They're doing these things because you're not recruiting enough. Why? Because only 25% of everybody that wants to enlist is passable. Why? Drugs. So they're gonna ease up on the drugs. If you use drugs in a, you know, where it was medicinal, and you haven't used them, you know, I don't know, 6 months. I don't know what it is. But they're bringing that back in, too. So, you know, the whole thing is give it 10 years and watch. You know, the draft was never done away with.
Yeah.
When you're 18, you have to sign up.
You do have
the
to
draft is
fill out the selected
draft
service card.
The draft will be back in 10 years, I guarantee you. Because they're just not going to be able to find the people to enlist in the military, no matter how mechanized we get, or how much artificial intelligence, how many robots, you know, can they have these little battle bots that go out there on treads and they go, you know, they can go into the attack and you're not going to knock them out with anything smaller than an artillery shell, and they can self-right themselves. You know, if they get knocked over, if they go down into a trench, self-right themselves, and then get back into the fight.
It's
just a matter of time.
There are a lot of questions about Terminator vehicles on the battlefield. Where does that line get drawn? Do we give these devices the, right now, under existing standards, a device cannot make the kill, no kill call that a human operator has to push the button? But how, once that is lifted, we go into some pretty scary territory.
Well,
for the machine to make the decision.
The Sandia Labs invented a tracker, which, you know, you've seen since then in movies and all these other things. But it invented a tracker, and they used a paint gun. And if you're moving in, it would hone in on you, and then when you started to move, it would just start shooting. Now, and we were carrying shields, but that thing just popped, you know, just peppered you with those, with the little paint pellets. And they
maximum
that
overdrive,
thing was
baby.
Ready. That was ready to go. But our questions, we went back to them was this, just what you said, Bob. We have Marines, but it's hard to believe. But every so often, we get in the wrong spots, you know, and we've got something set up here that automatically hones in. What if it's a woman and her kids walking down the street? It hones in on them, and it just kills them. What about Marines coming in from a different direction or soldiers coming in? They're into our area because in urban combat, and they've come into our area, and they don't have the, you could always wear something, you know, that gives off
the dongle or something.
You know,
it gives
off a transmission that keeps it from shooting, but what happens if you have other people walk in there that doesn't have it? I mean, how many casualties are you willing to accept? So it had to be something that there was a person, there was a human in the chain that says, okay, shoot.
Yeah.
So that kind of then it was, we still used it, but again, it was kind of a proof of concept type thing.
The Korean DMZ actually has automated machine guns, there is a human operator in the loop. Let's try to keep it that way. And I'm I'm a tech guy, do a tech show, but let's keep a human in that loop.
Yeah, I'm just walking down the street here and just, okay, and another one we had. And they're using these right now that came out of our lab, was a sniper round. We went by, we had a gun would be set up, and it would swing right back and aim in where that sound, you know, where the sound came from.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shoot because, you know, it would tell you where the shot came from.
Yeah, they still have directional microarrays.
Yeah, they still have that.
Some cities are being wired with microarrays that if there is a gunshot, which has a very distinct audio signature, at which you know all too well, it will locate down to the half block where that came from and immediately deploy law enforcement.
Yeah. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Teaches in over 30 counties right now. Started right here in Redding by retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. He has, I don't know, 30 or 40 people working for him now in those places. And they teach thousands, literally thousands of people every year. So if you want one of the most thorough CCW classes you're going to find, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, all of these classes, check out usgunpro.com. That's usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our service men and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town, yeah.
9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 19th of December. Good morning, everybody. 37 degrees going up to 57 today. Bob, what's it going to look like the rest of the week here?
Well, we could have some rain today, only about a quarter inch or so. So nothing significant, just enough to kind of dampen down some of the dust, which in the middle of December, you know, we'll take what we can get, although it's not going to be terribly significant. Rest of the week looks clear all the way through Christmas Day.
Well, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3795. You know, did you see where these a billionaire, Barry Sherman and his wife, they found him dead in their home? And it turns out that it looks like it's a murder-suicide that he hung his wife and then hung himself. Yeah, I know.
Boy, how do you pull that trick off?
I'm not sure. But, you know, that's one of those things that...
You know, people who reach a certain level of wealth just get weird.
You know, it's not even that. Some people reach a certain level of just too much. What takes somebody that probably has most everything that they want and then take that step to kill not only themselves but their loved ones? You know what? There could be, I guess, a number of different things in there. Hey, you know, one of the heroes. Let's talk about heroes. Let's talk about good things. Heroes. Eagle Scout in Washington State crawled into the train and saved many people. Many people.
Nice.
After that accident, crawled through the wreckage, helped people out, got them outside, went back in again. I don't know if anybody's read about this, but this young man, you know, like I said, risked his life. The engine may have still been on the tracks, but all these others were kind of hanging there. Everybody on the train. And this was, you could say, this is the maiden voyage of the high-speed train. Can you draw a parallel between the Titanic and this one? Because remember in the Titanic, they were saying, hey, we want you to push faster. Remember?
Yeah,
so you can break the record to get to New York. And, of course, this is just all speculation. But this guy's doing, you know, he's running 80, and supposedly the track can take 80 miles an hour. Oh, except maybe this one spot that was supposed to go down to 30
mile an hour curve.
But if you're coming down like 80, if you're doing like 80, 85 miles an hour and you come up on this curve because somebody's in there talking to you about, oh man, this is great, blah, 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 or you're taking selfies or something, and all of a sudden you're on this curve and you know, you're hitting the brakes. I don't know if you hit brakes on trains, but, and you hit that curve in like the second, third, or I don't know, it's the third or fourth car, off it goes.
Yeah.
And pulled everything else.
Yeah. You can withstand a certain amount of lean on a train before it decides to depart the track, and then things go downhill rapidly. But it'll be interesting when it comes out. Now, for the what's been established from the black box is that the train was exceeding the rated speed for that area of track. And it's not believed that positive train control, which has been called for on passenger trains and freight trains for some time now, where an automated system, even if the operator is trying to push the train, is basically a governor on the train.
Yeah, and it stays on the tracks and all this.
It is geosensitive and says, okay, you're in this place. You cannot exceed this speed.
You know, it's funny that how you have, you know, we're talking about heroes, and I'm not sure if you could say that Rose McGowan is a hero. But she's the one that's kind of led this women standing up and saying, where were you? Amber Tamblyn calls out Rose McGowan for Golden Globe's tweet, this is beneath you. What McGowan did was simply say, all you women that are wearing black, you should have been speaking up instead of being silent. And Meryl Streep, you're one of them. And you worked with Weinstein for years. And then Streep came back and said, oh, you know what? I didn't know anything about it. If I had, if I would have said something. Yeah, it never came up while I was there. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, she's worked with the guy for, decades. And she never heard one story when everybody else says it was common knowledge anywhere in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That this guy was a bully and would do things to people. So I'm not exactly sure. You know, he ruined people's careers that didn't put out for him. And or if they didn't say anything, he ruined their careers. He said to this one, he's about the one woman, said don't to the guy that did Lord of the Rings, who wanted to hire this one woman. And he said, no, she's really difficult to work with. So they passed on her.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, when you see things like that, it makes you wonder. So anyway, so they're going, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have said that. Well, yeah, maybe you should have, because now you're starting to say, oh, well, you should have just kept your thoughts to yourself. And this is where we got it in the first time.
Yeah.
The first time around with all these things happening now. I'm not saying is that every one of the accusations is true.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, things from 40 years ago. I mean, you know, and this one Trump accuser worked, it's just come out that she worked hard to come back and be his makeup artist.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was...
If it was that onerous.
If it was that onerous, yeah. I mean, would you come back?
Yeah. And
on the other hand, maybe it's because it's the best paying job and all those other things.
Yeah. Some of the and of course the waters get muddied to an extreme with the some accusations that some of these accusers have been offered money for their story, and that trail is again you're having a hard time getting down to the root of the truth anymore. You know, because it all comes down to who said. It's he said, she said, and unfortunately. Or perhaps in this case, fortunately, she said is getting about 90% of the credibility.
Well, you remember Bill Cosby? I mean, he's been fighting this thing for years, and he said no, it's not true. But he's got like 30 something women lined up. I mean, his career is over.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe even his wife, as far as you know, as like we knew it. But here's a guy that was one of the most revered men in America. Now he can't. He can't even do. He couldn't do a free comedy act in Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't. I mean, if he came up here, I don't know who would go to it.
Yeah. And
even
and
though he's not been found guilty of anything.
If someone is proven in a legal sense to be one of these predators, drop the hammer on them. But this has become a tool of the political, and both sides are going to be using this, maybe, to take out opponents who you don't care for.
Well, it is. And you're going to see it happen more and more. It did. It worked on Moore. Now, here's the big question is, will there be a trial based on the accusations on Roy Moore down in Alabama? Or will this just kind of be, you know what, he's been punished enough, and then the girl walks away? is going to be one of those. Where you got Lisa Bloom being saying, you know, she was offering $750,000 to accusers of Trump.
Yep.
$750,000. Come on.
I want to see these things go to a civil trial, which is much easier to prove your case than in a criminal trial. And I want to see it go through the legal process, because that's why we have one.
Like, you know, like due process.
Due process.
Now they're starting, you know, now they're backtracking on Al Franken. Well, you know what? You know, he hasn't had due process here. We're just forcing him out and all that kind of stuff. Anyway. Okay, tomorrow.
Boy, did Pelosi flip-flop on that one three times.
Yeah. Sheriff Tom Bosinko will be with us tomorrow, talking about things that are happening toward the end of the year here. I don't know if you've seen all the arrests they've been making and the people they've been putting in jail. The guy that's had stolen 4 cars in 3 months and, you know, he's gotten caught each time, yet he's still walking around out there. This guy that beat up his wife, now he's still in jail. But he also had other, you know, other things. Another group, they went in there and found not only was the guy a felon, but he had something like 15 guns of different kinds, and everybody else in the house was arrested too, because it was a drug house, was selling, having, you know, all the stuff they needed for selling and producing drugs. You know what? This is just, you know, it's still the battles going on every day. Well, I won't. Everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Bosinko and a number of other little surprises we have for you. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans have been taking a victory lap hours before the House is expected to pass the biggest tax overhaul plan in 31 years.
This is the greatest example of a promise being made and a promise being kept.
Speaker Paul Ryan touting a bill that some polls suggest is deeply unpopular with many Americans.
When you have a sling fest, a mud fest on TV, when pundits are slamming each other about this tax bill before it passes, that's what's going to happen.
Ryan adding.